All right, we took a hiatus last week from after the tragedy of Meron. I'm not going to talk about what happened yesterday. We're going to try not to be a current event. Current event podcast. Very good, very good. When I was in YU, there was this guy Dov Gertler. This guy with a massive gone. He only stuck around YU for like a year, and he went back to Neri Yisrael. He would tell me about like some sleeping. You know, he realized like in high school he only needed about 2 hours of sleep a night, so he only slept 2 hours a night, and he was like plowing through shas. And the guy literally knew everything. He'd be like, you know, like imagine like Rashad, I rebut him here, but he was 19. It was really really impressive. And he told me an idea that always stuck in my head, that the more you know, the more you realize how little you actually do know. Which maybe resonate. There could be two things. It could either be that that you know nothing, or it can just be that you're like, oh wow, I really don't know a lot, and it starts to hit us when we know more. We shouldn't think we know so much. We really don't know, and a lot of that comes from we overfocus on the fact that we say there's so much to know. Oh, I want to know this. I want to know that. You know, you go around the base netters. It could be distracting. You know, you go through, whatever Makoros, you know, Rav Kenny gives to Rav Davidel, you know, whatever's going through, it can be very, very distracting, and it ends up overtaking our lives. But we have to try to break things down on how it is. How can we actually end up knowing Torah? You know, we're not all like Aviel who told us that, he thinks the way the Gemara would think. And I don't think like Rabbi Akiva. I don't think like Reish Lakish. I don't think what they would think the Pshat would be. And moreover, I don't then think how the Rishonim would think. You know, I'm not so smart. Okay, so for the rest of us who aren't on that level, who are just trying to, you know, get basic Kinyanim of Torah, you know, there's definitely something to strive for. You know, I always thought, you know, you go through school, you know, you get to like sixth grade, and they open up, or fifth grade, I don't know, whatever your school does, and you start to learn Gemara. Or if you know, you went through, let's say, public school, or you come to Shana Aleph, or the first thing you learn is you learn Gemara. And you know, you start going through Gemara. Like, imagine, I don't know, any of you did Megillah, but you know, it could be any Masechta with a Gadatah, but you get to the end of the first parak of Megillah. So that's not the best example, because in Megillah, you only need to really know the story of Esther, because it just keeps quoting from Esther. But you get to be the Gadatahs, and they start quoting these Psukim. And again, Megillah is not the best example because most of us have some idea of the story of Esther. You go like the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. They're quoting these Gemaras from Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. These are Pesukim from Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. I don't know about you. I ain't exactly holding clear in Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. And you start to go through it. Maybe you are.
I just learned to say for the
nail. And you start to go through it. And you're like, what in the heaven's name is this talking about? I don't know any of this. I mamash don't know any of this, and it's a little. And then you're like, "What am I learning Gemara for?" So the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos does draw out that you should learn Chumash, and then Zilbrin says it, then you should learn Mishnayos, and then you should learn Gemara. And the reason for that is when you open up a Gemara, you don't have to be Aviel. I don't have to think what the Gemara is going to ask. If I know Chumash and Mishnayos, my path through Gemara is a lot easier. Okay, and for whatever reasons, you know, we have to keep pushing. Pushing Gemara when we don't know anything else, but there is two of the Kinyanim that come up in this mission of the 48 Kinyanim, Mordechai, are Torah and Mishnah. So there are two separate things. We're going to discuss both of them.
There's an Indian, I don't remember who brought it down. It's like they were 5 years old and onwards, you started learning Chumash, and 10 years old.
No, yeah. The Mishnah and Avos. It brings that.
I saw a yesterday in Yerushalayim, Shiva yesterday in Yerushalayim, where they only have like a few days of the year off, like Yom Kippur, I think.
Zilberman,
like these kids from 5 years up.
For all those with the idea, it's Yon Augustine teaching the whole island.
Yeah, they start teaching them Chumash, and they become very proficient in Chumash that way when they move on to the Mishnah at 10 years old.
Nachon.
They become proficient in the Mishnah, and they move on to the Gemara, and they just keep going weiter and weiter and weiter.
It works, it works. Obviously, it works when they do it. Sure. So when I was in YU, they would have every Tuesday night, Wednesday night, once a week, they would have what they call Sichas Musar. And we're not going to make fun of things after. But Sichas Musar was, it was whatever, 20 minutes before Marv. And Some are just more memorable than others. And there's one rabbi, Jeremy Weider, who his were awesome. They were really awesome, mainly because he gave Moser, but his were really, really incredible. And one particular Sichas Moser that he discussed, he was basically saying these ideas. Now, when you're a Rosh Yeshiva at YU, obviously you know a little more than just some Chumash and Mishnah. You know a lot. You know, there's a reason why... There's a reason why I sit in that office and raise money and I'm not a Rebbe at Leva Torah or a Rosh Yeshiva at YU. I don't know so much, but they know more. And he was saying that one of his biggest pet peeves that gets to him is how little people know Chumash. People really don't know Chumash. And he didn't even get into Nach, which we know that's a separate thing, but when you're just talking about Chumash, you know, it's not great. It's sad, because, you know, we have an idea. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch brought down the Gemara and Brachos that we're supposed to do Shnayim Mikra Vechad Targum. And okay, maybe you guys started doing this for the first time in your life this year. But let's say, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, you know, I've been doing it for more than half my life. I've been doing Shnayim Mikra, and you know, I look at myself and I think to myself, I don't know so much Chumash. And that's not great. You know, I'm spending every year. And Ray Weider was saying that it's really, you know, at the end of, if I tell you guys, you know, you can know Shas. Even you can know Sanhedrin Kol. It's not really true. It's not really true. Because even if you're inspired by Receive and you take on the Bekiyas incentive and you're able to know it and you have a good memory, you know what happens a week later? You don't really remember those dafim that you had done a week before. Maybe you knew it now. It's like taking a history test. So I'm not going to tell you that you guys can know Sanhedrin or you can know Titus, whatever you're doing now, that you can know that cult. I mean, I can tell you that, but I wouldn't really believe it. I don't think you guys would really believe it, and it probably wouldn't really be true. You could know it more. You could, you know, if you do it, if you say a daf by heart, like, you know, they need at some point you knew it. So there is some, obviously some mayo to that, but in 3 years or now to know that, I'm not so convinced that you're holding that. You know, people are, if guys come in, maybe doing great, and not even in order. Like, you know, yesterday does Kuf Yud Beis of Tzach, and then tomorrow is Mem Alf of Nazir. And I'm like, I don't think you're really, and they're not even so short. So not even taking that route. Like, I don't know, it's like random. I wouldn't be able to function that way. But okay, for, you know, to each their own. But when it comes to Chumash and Rashi, and you do it every year, every single year, you're spending your time, you're doing Shnayim Mikra, you're thinking about it, you're having new questions. You're going through the Torah, it's really manageable. You can really look back in 3, 5, 10, 15 years from now and really, really know Chumash. I have a friend who I was just talking to about it. He knows Chumash and Rashi cold. You ask him a question, he knows it cold. Like, you're not going to stump him. Like, I just actually saw something recently in the Gemara that quoted something from Parsha Shemini that I had never thought about. And he
so
obviously,
I could ask him Mashmita Ezel or Sinai
and snap him. Nachon. In a second. And he told me that, yeah, he's like, you know, through doing Shnayim Mikra for 15 years, and after I do Rashi, I re-look at the Pasuk, so then I'm able to see the perspective of the Pasuk, like how Rashi thought that through. And you do that, you're really able to know. These are manageable goals. This is a real. David can, in addition to learning Hebrew and being integrated in a Israeli style yeshiva next year, he can also know Chumash. It's not a crazy reach. Sanhedrin, a crazy reach. The first paragraph of Titus, a crazy reach to know Kol. To know Chumash after a year or two, you're doing it again, 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 and again. Okay, there'll be parts that are harder than others, but it's really manageable. And then the other one we'll just spend for a couple of minutes is Mishnah. I happen to not like Mishnah so much. I know that a lot of, I don't know if any of you have done, people are going through all of Shas Mishnayos. That's not the way. So going through Shas Mishnayos in 4 months is not the way you're going to know Mishnah. It's the way you'll hopefully read a lot of words. But you're not going to know it through that unless you're like some really, really freak genius. You're not going to know it that way. But I started probably a few months ago, more for myself, like to do a kriya with my 5-year-old son. We're going through Mishnayos. We're in the middle of Peah now. After doing brachos, we do 2 Mishnayos and 2 or 3 Mishnayos a night, and you're really able to cover ground that way. And you're also really, you know, once you get to that point, it's also manageable. You know, it's not let me do 4 prakim a day, 4 prakim a day. You know, I can't. You know, it's the same way, like, I could think, you know, if I only have to think about what I had for dinner the last few nights, I could think that. Now you suddenly tell me what I had for dinner the last 73 nights, and I couldn't do that. It'd be holding by too much. But a couple of Mishnayos a day, one's really able to, you're really able to accomplish an incredible, and I never thought, I never really did it. So that's also part of the equation. When you don't do anything, you wouldn't know, right? Mordechai, you know, you had to, once you did Chagiga, you realized you could do it, but before that, you don't really know what you're able to, and Sukkah, what you're able to accomplish, but it's really manageable. And again, it's the same thing with Torah. These aren't crazy, crazy goals. It's, you're gonna do 2-3 Mishnayos a day. You know, you go through, I don't know how long it takes, but let's just say it takes 4 years if you do 4 Mishnayos a day. I have no idea if that's true. So you go through college, and every day you're able to do that. People are going through the army; you're able to do half of Shas Mishnayos. It's really incredible. And also the idea of what small amount. You know, a lot of times, I saw Davi. I might get a little hurt by this, but I'm a big highlight football person. I mean, now it's crazy. It's like 18 minutes for a game. It's ridiculous. But I like to watch highlights. And I was recently watching the Giant Patriot Super Bowl. I'm not a Giant fan or a Patriot fan, but I was watching it. And on the last drive, and one of them, I think in 11, Brady throws like a bomb to Moss. And actually, Moss should have caught, but like, he redirected himself. And I guess at that point, your only route was a bomb. But a lot of times in Torah, we kind of take that mahalach that I got to do everything. You know, I'm going to, like, this year, I'm going to go through all of Torah, as opposed to it being a lifetime pursuit. But a little every day, David. A little every day. You know, you did Sefer Daniel. Did you do it in one day, or took you some time? It
took me 2 weeks.
Okay, it's better than one day. By that parak a day, about.
Yeah, but I didn't do it the
park a day. Okay, whatever it is, but you know, you do a little bit each day. You're really able to accomplish. And Torah's that. Torah's like a job. It's you got to manage your time. You got to manage what it is that you're doing, and to really understand it and appreciate that by both Torah and Mishnah particularly. These are areas where you're able to be Koneh. You can really master it. Like, you can look back, and however amount of time you want to look back, and definitely Chumash we do every year, Mitzvah Shem, that you can look back and be like, wow, look what I know, look what I was able to reach, and it's a very, very special way. And unfortunately for Mishnayos, I'm only learning about that now, but seeing what 2 or 3 Mishnayos a day can accomplish, it's really very special. Be'ez Mitzvah Shem, each and every one of you are going to be able to be to kona that and to take it to heart, not just me, spending words and you coming during your lunch break to hear, but to understand that these are ways that you could be kona Torah, the ways that you could really get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also areas that are really manageable, and also just, you know, it's just better, you know, when you hear Dvar Torah, you hear the drasha and shul, and you're like, what? That was a pasuk in this week's parsha. You know, I didn't even recall. I remember when I was Shana Aleph, must have been around this time of year, way at the end of the year. This guy, John Horn, I haven't spoken to him in many, many years, but John Horn and I went for a meal, and the person quoted a pasuk, and I had no idea. And John, he laid it into me. He gave me Charif Mosi. He's like, you do the parsha every week. How do you not know the pasuk? Like, you just did it. How do you not know? I'm like, you know, you're taka right. How did I not know it? You know, it's you make a great point. You know, you should know. Like, we hear these psukim, live it, make it a part of you. Spend a little more time. It's just we'll conclude with this. When remember, somebody once asking, for this many people, someone was asking Rav Jake, you know, I'm about to have a half hour a day. What should I learn? Should I do Gemara? Should I do Musar? What should I learn? And Rav Jake said that. You should learn Shnai Mikra, you should learn Chumash. Like, what? Chumash? All this stuff? Somebody's like, yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch to learn Chumash. You know, there's no other thing that's a halacha. So to understand and value that in and of itself, that, you know, we have an achrayus to know Chumash, and it's embarrassing when we end up not knowing it. So it's all, let's take it to heart, David. Let's go, okay, Yona?
Evangelicals can do it, we can do it too.
Even who?
The evangelicals.